Reading for April 26th, entitled, Follow the Lord's Directions. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Psalm 37, verse 3. The Lord is acquainted with all our circumstances. When that Ethiopian traveler was reading the scriptures as he rode in his chariot, angels of God were looking upon the scene. One of the disciples was sent to meet the chariot, and when he came to the place, he saw the man studying the scriptures. Philip said to him, Understandest thou what thou readest? He answered, How can I, except some man should guide me? Then Philip opened to him the scriptures, and when he had heard and believed, the Ethiopian asked, What doth hinder me to be baptized? Acts chapter 8, verses 30, 31, and 36. This experience shows the Lord's care for his people. It was the Spirit of God that led this man's mind to the scriptures, but he could not interpret their meaning. Then the Lord sent one of his servants to enlighten his mind and to make him understand. When the Ethiopian asked, What doth hinder me to be baptized? Philip did not wait to see how he would hold on to the faith. He said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Verses 37 and 38. The Lord wants every one of us to fill the very place he has appointed us. If we will walk in simplicity and godliness and trust in the Lord just as the little child trusts its earthly parent, he will enable us to do the work he has given us to do. If we will seek the Lord, he will work for us. The Lord will work out our salvation for us if we will commit the keeping of our souls unto him as unto a faithful Creator. It is not we who make the impression upon the mind and heart. Angels of God make the impression. They see every effort we make, and they soften the hearts and enlighten the minds of those for whom we are working, so that heavenly impressions can be made, and hearts and minds can be led to see and understand. You are not working alone. When you are tempted to become discouraged, remember this. Angels of God are right around you. They will minister to the very earth, causing it to give forth its treasures. This is the instruction I am trying to give to our people. I want them to understand what could be accomplished if they would work the will of the Lord. It is the Lord who has given the instruction. Let us follow his directions. Taken from Manuscript 13, dated April 26, 1909, entitled, To the Workers and Students at Hillcrest School.